At first glance, Gabe Gulfus seems to be the typical 23-year-old male. He sits in his EMT uniform, drinking a White Russian. He's telling a story about a far from typical day at work last month when it started to rain ash.
I remember coming out of an emergency room after we dropped off a patient to sheet up the gurney and just standing there like the world was burning down and it was Armageddon.
Before they found themselves responding to a national emergency, both Gulfus and his partner, Kevin Davis, had been on the job for just a few months. Davis explains.
For the most part, people are pretty new to it. You don't find a whole lot of people that have been in EMT for more than like a year. And there are a lot of kids like me who this was their first EMT job.
With little experience, Gulfus and Davis hugged the dirt shoulder. Sirens blaring, they dodged fallen traffic signs and even a surfboard, barely avoiding the mass exodus of people fleeing the city.
As we drove south on the 5, I could see coming up what looked like just a mountain of smoke. It made no sense driving toward it, but that was the way we had to go, so it just got darker and darker, and you could just smell it coming through the windows with the air conditioning on. It felt like we were driving into Mordor.
The volume of emergency calls was so immense, they were responding to top priority calls, usually a job reserved for highly trained paramedics and firefighters. Davis said not all of the EMTs could handle the situation.
There were probably some EMTs that I work with that, put in the same situation, would have probably freaked out a little bit. No, I can't do this alone. I need backup. But the thing was, during the fires, there wasn't really any backup to be had.
Gulfus agrees.
We got dropped on the priority one call. Showed up, went inside, made our patient contact, and all of a sudden realized we had a 545-pound man that needed to go to the hospital right now. We looked down at our gurney, and it said maximum capacity 500 pounds. So we grabbed a bunch of bystanders, got them on the gurney, rolled them outside to the hospital, and we went to the emergency room, lights and sirens.
Resources were so scarce, Gulfus and Davis would receive new calls before they could even deliver their current patients to the hospital.
34 communications.
We did lights and sirens calls 14 hours straight.
Gulfus said that working nonstop up to 24 hours a day gave little time for reflection.
I just appreciated getting the opportunity to actually give back to the community and get out there and really try to help people when people needed help. After 16 hours of work, I came home, and that was when I found 3 or 4 people, friends of friends, all hanging out of my house. It was like my house had turned into a little mini refugee camp.
Now that the fires have been extinguished, both Gulfus and Davis have found their way back into their normal routines.
Today, while I waited for calls, I had about 45 minutes. I settled down with some light reading, A Brief History in Time by Stephen Hawking.
I'm Nate Plutzik, guest reporter for Intern Edition.